Asian Voice News, The Global Link.
Government dismisses diesel shortage claims. Opposition Green Party raises alarm over foreigners' involvement in illegal mining. And Kabila faces $24 billion United States dollar claim in DR Congo treason trial. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Government has clarified that the country has adequate stocks of diesel to meet the current demand, as opposed to recent reports of fuel shortages at some filling stations. Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote says as of 21st August 2025, national stocks of diesel were 64,876,487 litres, equivalent to 14 days of national consumption. A survey of 650 filling stations nationwide revealed that. Mr. Chikote states that preliminary investigations show that the reported shortages are localized and linked to supply chain bottlenecks. 456 stations were dispensing both diesel and petrol, 33 stations were dispensing only diesel, 125 stations were dispensing only petrol, and 36 stations had temporarily run out of stock, which confirmed that fuel supply across the country is sufficient, said Mr. Chikote in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chikote highlighted that the ministry, in collaboration with the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and other stakeholders, is addressing bottlenecks in the supply chain to stabilize and normalize the market. He has also revealed that going forward, the ministry is implementing both short and long-term measures to ensure stable and predictable access to fuel across Zambia, which includes spot check to be handled by ERB and Tazama, as well as timely facilitation of imports.
Going forward, we are implementing both short-term and long-term measures to ensure stable and predictable access to fuel across Zambia. 1. Spot checks. The ERB has intensified on spot checks, working closely with Tazama to ensure that the fuel uplifts are going to intended places, with emphasis on retail consumers. And 2, timely facilitation of imports. Ensuring timely facilitation of imports to build on stocks through the Tazama open access.
The Nalolo Town Council has dispersed a total of 2,483,250 kwacha in Constituency Development Fund CDF grants to 165 beneficiary clubs across the district. The latest disbursement brings the total number of clubs supported under the Empowerment Initiative to 487 since its inception in 2022. Speaking during a symbolic handover ceremony at Moyo UCZ Church, Nalolo Constituency Member of Parliament Imanga Wamunyima appealed to the beneficiaries to apply the grants for the intended projects and business ventures to accelerate wealth and job creation in the communities. The CDF grants are not handouts, but seed money meant to grow businesses to transform communities and uplift the livelihoods of people, emphasized Mr. Wamunyima in a statement issued to RTV News by Council Public Relations Officer Batson Kandimba. And speaking at the same event, Nalolo Town Council Chairperson Limakazo Koliokolio emphasized to put the money to good use by sticking to the business proposals, stressing that his office will provide strict oversight to the CDF process. Meanwhile, Nalolo Town Council Director of Planning Robson Banda thanked Zonaco and NatSef Banks for partnering with the council to provide financial literacy training to the beneficiaries to ensure that the funds are utilized for the intended projects. Opposition Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has expressed concern over the involvement of foreign nationals in illegal mining and mineral processing activities in Zambia. This follows a recent decision by the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development to suspend operations at two Chinese-run mines in Kasemba District, Northwestern Province, after uncovering illegal gold and copper ore processing. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba, who is also a mining expert, questioned how foreign nationals are able to carry out such activities despite Zambia's strict mining regulations. It is suspicious that foreign nationals could be engaging in such illegalities without having back up from the government, said Mr. Sinkamba. He also criticized government for prioritizing the issuance of mining licenses to foreigners over Zambians, something he described as a reflection of a government that appears more aligned with foreign interests under the guise of promoting foreign direct investment.
You will find that government will still facilitate licenses for foreigners because it is the foreign-based government which is intended to help foreigners in the name of foreign direct investment or in the name of foreign investment. So really, foreigners will do whatever they want and government will only speak to them. But the brute of force is used if it is the Zambians who are going to do the same thing.
Governance and development advocate Zambia Godaza has projected that President Hakainde Hichilema will secure a landmark victory in the upcoming 2026 general elections, citing his track record in delivering on campaign promises and a fragmented opposition. In a statement issued to RCV News today, Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga also attributed the projected victory to the lack of a unified and credible opposition, arguing that opposition parties have failed to present a viable alternative or a clear presidential candidate. While the president remains focused on national development, the opposition continues to falter, resorting to name-calling and failing to present a clear presidential candidate with only months left before the elections, said Mr. Mulenga. Mr. Mulenga has since urged opposition parties to rally behind President Hichilema in 2026, not only to align with the national agenda, but also to offer constructive, policy-driven criticism that strengthens Zambia's democratic process. He has further called on the UPND government and its members to prioritize national unity by embracing Zambia's diversity and remaining actively involved in democratic governance.
Governance and development advocates in Zambia, we have noted on what is prevailing in the country. Failure by the opposition to provide a leader now is a clear indication that President Hakainde Hichilema has already taken any lead to the 2026 tripartite election. People of Zambia have already moved on. They have already gotten used to the trend of good governance and the deliveries that President Hakainde Hichilema has delivered.
And now we join Chela on Money Market.
It is a good afternoon to our listeners on number one radio station, updating on the business side as usual on a Friday, 9303.78, trading two stock markets, that is London Stock Exchange, 44785.50, that is Dow Jones, and 22872.26, that is a very old Lusaka Stock Exchange. I've seen activities, Chilanga Cement and BATZ. I think the two have been done well yesterday. I think if I add up their transactions, keep giving us almost a $400,000 changing hands on the market. And where the commodities are concerned, trading to the wheat, which is $527 a ton, 411, that is maize being sold and exported out of Zambia, that is the international market price, 1056, that is soybeans, 4U, 7548, you love cocoa, cocoa lava, cocoa international market per ton, 333, 0.72, that is gold, Kasensele, whatever, an ounce, 333, 0.72, $3,030 an ounce. That is gold on the international market. 9738, that is copper, and 14915. I'm looking at nickel and Brent crude. There is an issue of diesel. Check Lusaka petrol stations actually not having diesel there. It's trading international market Brent crude on 67.5. What? JFU on 63.39. And to zero in on the currency, I'm looking at 1.34. That is the pound 1.15. That is the euro 0.64. Dollar 7.17. Those going to China. 7.52 India, 17.64 just in case again to South Africa, Zaza. Okay, and TBU's results are out. The government was looking for 2.2 billion. I've seen the application of 2.1 billion. They've just picked 1.949 billion in terms of borrowing locally. And to all of you at the Kwacha is concerned, I'm looking at the Kwacha. Kwacha strong. I've been there. I've seen FNB, they're buying at 23.2 and selling 23.45. That's quite a profit. The market has been tied on the currency. Well, the central bank knows what they're doing on that. So all you know where the currency is condemned, we have a strong Kwacha. They are buying in banks and the bureaus almost the same. 23.1, selling at 23.45 and 22.5. Enjoy your entire weekend. I'll break all I can say. We have a strong currency on the market. You can participate on Lusaka Stock Exchange as well and make money. It is. Bye-bye.
In African news, civil parties in the treason trial of the former president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, are demanding